How to recognize the distinction between ego and intuition, soul. It is all well and fine to understand intuition and full potential as concepts, and it is vital and important to begin to apply these concepts through the maps offered in this and other resources. Yet, how do we actually switch tracks and course correct when we feel ego is hijacking soul? There is a simple tool. I call it the ego-soul dialogue. To set the stage for this, let's refresh our awareness of the distinctions between ego and soul. Ego exists in duality, beneath the veil which seals the wheel of time as the limited space-time continuum. Soul exists beyond this veil, beyond the bounds of limitation. Soul exists in unity, an infinitely expansive state of being in which all possibilities simultaneously exist, a vast, limitless field of ultimate coherence, respect, and harmony. As suffering is possible only in limitation, in duality, whenever you recognize, you become self-aware that you are experiencing fear, confusion, anger, jealousy, anxiety, worry, dread, spite, rage, depression, greed, disenchantment, deflation. This is evidence that in this moment, your ego is predominant. It is in your pilot seat. Why is this such an obvious conclusion? Because soul does not experience dis-anything. Discord, dis-ease, disappointment, distance, disdain, distraught, discontent, disturbed. It experiences in everything, inspiration, inclusion, insight, intention, inclination, invigoration, inner direction, intuition. Whenever you become self-aware that you are experiencing bliss, calm, clarity, confidence, serenity, joyfulness, inclusiveness, generosity, caring, ease. This is evidence that in this moment, your soul is predominant. It is in your pilot seat. Why is this such an obvious conclusion? Because your ego commission one does not experience ease. It only experiences dis-ease and states measured in relation to dis-ease. Any downward spiraling experience, that is you en route towards despair, is evidence that your ego commission one is in the captain's seat. Any upward spiraling experience, that is you en route towards ultimate inner freedom, is evidence that your soul is in the captain's seat. So, what do you do whenever you realize that ego commission one is running your show? Are you obliged to allow it to? No. Ego-soul dialogue. Ego-soul dialogue is a very simple process enabling you to A. Recognize which aspect of you is leading you in any moment, and B. Successfully and graciously shift the reins from ego to soul. This is a fun, heartwarming, and always effective way to shift you from yuck to yeah. There are four elegantly simple steps to ego-soul dialogue. They are, 1. Become self-aware of downward spiral experiences, dis-ease, discord, discomfort, disorientation. 2. Recognize this as the predominance of ego. 3. Say, "Hi, ego." 4. Ask insightful questions and or make respectful comments to assist it to shift. As examples, "What do you want? What are you experiencing? I notice. Can I? Would you like me to?" As with 6 steps to empty out your past and intuition the practice, let's explore each of these steps in basic detail, for the simple dialogue may wholly transform your life. Step 1. Every time you notice you are spiraling down, you feel unstable, unhappy, uncertain, unwanted, uninspired, you are in a position to shift out of this experience into something far more liberating. Step 2. Shift your mental perception from simply observing to actively recognizing that these are all clues that ego is at the helm. As soon as you recognize this, you are in a proactive position to effect relief. Step 3. Awareness shifts into action in this step. Simply say, silently inside yourself, or aloud if you prefer, "Hi, ego." This may sound super simple, so simple that its brilliance flies right past your recognition of it. What is actually occurring in this step? First, try it for yourself. Say, "Hi, ego." Notice what shifts in your experience immediately as you say this. Do you feel upbeat? Do you feel hopeful? Do you feel at least a glimmer of being inspired? The tone is absolutely key in step 3. It is friendly, respectful, interested, and genuinely present. What happens instantaneously in step 3 is that you shift out of being completely identified with the suffering that ego was or currently is experiencing. In the same nanosecond, you continue shifting, first from observing ego from a distance to positioning yourself as its equal. It's like being a respectful parent. To fully realize what's transpiring here, remember or imagine a time when you observed a child shift from sheer joy in play to sudden sadness, fear, or hurt. A healthy, mature adult would have effectively raised the child to his or her vantage, or lowered themselves to match the child's level by either lifting the child up in their arms, or leaning down towards or squatting beside the child. The result, essentially, is becoming heart-to-heart and eye-to-eye with the child. In this new position, the child is able to perceive as the adult perceives, to be lifted out of suffering by the presence of a higher, more inclusive vantage. Notice that this step is not patronizing. It is, at its very core, highly respectful. It is recognizing ego. It is noticing it neutrally, without judgment. "Hi, ego." These two simple words, in this joyous, glad-to-see-you tone, are all it takes to shock ego out of its self-absorption. You, your jovial, welcoming self, interrupts ego's downward spiral. Your joy stops its downward fall. Once you've got ego's attention in step 3, all is clear for success in step 4.